Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. Next week sees the release of Deadpool 2. Everybody is excited about it. Everybody here at the network, everybody out in the real world, I'm sure most of you listening, everybody is excited about this movie. And one of the things that makes these movies work, not only makes them work, but got them made, the driving force behind them is the great Ryan Reynolds. There's pretty much nothing this guy can do. He's acted in all sort of, comedies, action movies, dramas. He's even done voice acting in cartoons. He's done everything, even a Green Lantern movie. But one thing he hadn't done is video games. So all this week, we're going to look at things he needs to be in, some of his best things, and everything like that. And it's going to start today with the top five video game-inspired movies that Ryan Reynolds needs to be a part of. Number five is The Legend of Zelda. Now, this may seem a little bit against type for Reynolds, but like we said, he can do anything you put in front of him. And with there being so many different iterations of Link and Zelda and Ganon, that you can make him darker, more mature, focus more on the adventure side, be a little more lighthearted, or mix all those together. It's a nice little like triforce of combinations you have there. See what we did there? And having Reynolds as Link, he could bring the charm of the hero, because that's, again, that's something else everybody loves. Everybody loves Link. They love the games. He's, whether you're solving puzzles or fighting chickens or having epic sword battles or playing instruments, everybody enjoys those games. So it'd be nice to see Ryan in that role. And like I said, I think he could run with it and have a whole lot of fun. And I for one would watch it. I know there was talks of a possible Netflix series coming out at some point, or an animated movie as well. But it's always up in the air. So who knows? This would be a nice chance to just kind of start fresh with a new series of movies, a new franchise, and hopefully, finally have a good video game movie. Assassin's Creed was solid. The first Mortal Kombat was solid. I even liked Prince of Persia, but which was Jake Gyllenhaal. I think he and Ryan Reynolds are good friends or something. At least when they were promoting that last movie, they were. But I think him as Link would be a lot of fun and really give the guy a huge opportunity to do whatever he wanted. Number four would actually be going back to his role like in The Croods and the upcoming Detective Pikachu movie, where he'd be a voice actor. Now, I think the way I pitch this movie is the character is CG, but everything else is live action. So just like we've seen with Scooby-Doo or Rocket Raccoon, we know the technology is out there, and that is for Gex the Gecko. Gex is, before we had wisecracking Deadpool and wisecracking Ryan Reynolds, we had Gex in comics. In video games and comics. He was kind of everywhere at one point. But he would incorporate all sorts of pop culture references in his games and poke fun at the gaming industry and life and everything. And that, if that doesn't scream Ryan Reynolds, I don't know what does. But you could have Gex, on some, again, so many things to choose from, but I think if you went with the Enter the Gecko kind of story, where he's going through the different types of TV and the different types of things, that you could have a lot of fun with it. And he's chasing down Rez, who did something for some reason, blah blah blah. I'm not writing the script here. This is just my idea. And Gex would have to go through all these things and find him. And whether it's a feature length or a TV, like a limited Netflix series or something, it would be a lot of fun. You have this character. If you never played the Gex games, they started in 94 and went up through 99. So it's a trilogy of really great games that were on almost every system at the time. The PlayStation, Sega Saturn, N64, Game Boy, everything like that. Go out and find them. If you can't, maybe do an emulator. You know, we're not huge fans of that. But yeah, if you just watch a clip of the game, you'll be like, oh my gosh, that's Ryan Reynolds. And that's why he needs to play that role. Number three is going to be Saints Row. Probably the third or fourth one. The first two, while still kind of comedic, were really more in the GTA style. But when you get into three and four, they just had fun with it and did crazy, crazy things. You know, in the fourth one, you end up being president and there's an alien invasion and you get to the point where you have to go to hell, save Johnny Gat. I mean, there's all sorts of crazy things that go on in these games. But again, this would be more of the Ryan Reynolds that we know and love, the wisecracking, action, just going crazy and having fun. And seeing him as any of the characters, you know, especially if you could get like Keith David to come back and be your buddy, get Nolan North in there in some capacity, it could be a fun kind of team movie, which with Deadpool 2 coming out, we're really going to see how that team dynamic works, because it really seems like, anyway, they're laying the groundwork for X-Force. So this could be another thing where Ryan Reynolds is in charge of this team, but there's a lot of other great characters in there. And, you know, you could be in Stillwater or Stillport, either one, or in space. And, you know, Ryan would lead them to victory or fame or fortune. You know, everybody in the Saints has different motivations and different stories. Number two is going to be a little more of a classic story. One of the most beloved video game series of all time, and that is Monkey Island. I would love to see Ryan play Guybrush Threepwood. And yeah, Ryan as a wisecracking pirate. I don't think I need to say anything beyond that. But we will, because we're a podcast and we talk, and that's what we do. This, again, would be another cool little franchise you can set up where Ryan is a title character. He's trying to become a pirate and has to fight, you know, the pirate ghost and find the buried treasure and save the governor and go through the cannibals and do everything. And it would, again, be perfect for him because it's all in his wheelhouse. You know, we've seen him do the romantic stuff in movies like The Proposal and things, but we've never seen him be a pirate. And I want to see Ryan Reynolds as a pirate. I think that would be really enjoyable. And with the built-in fan base that these movies have, you know, not that Ryan Reynolds needs any kind of built-in fan base or anything, but I think you would see a lot of people bridging the gap, going cross-genre to come out and see this because they wanted to see Monkey Island out there at some point. And while we've never, you know, there's been rumors of movies, we've never gotten them just because of Lucasfilms and everything. But I think now that the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise has kind of died down or faded out, however you want to look at that, it would be nice to see this come in and really kind of take over. Our number one, the number one movie video game adaptation that I want to see Ryan Reynolds come in, I would love to see him play Booker DeWitt in a BioShock Infinite movie. This, if you've played video games, you know BioShock. Even if you don't play video games, you probably know BioShock. Now, Booker is the most somber of all the ones we've seen. You know, I know we keep talking about how Ryan's great at cracking jokes and being comedic and everything, but he also has a serious side in him. You watch, Safe House, Woman in Gold, stuff like that, Buried. He can be serious as well. And the journey that Booker takes, both like physical and existential, Ryan could bring that to life in a way that I think few other actors really could. And, you know, protecting Elizabeth through the whole thing and then finding, well, I don't want to say too much because if you haven't played it for some reason, there's some really good twist. But with the whole overview of, you know, privilege in the country and the underclass fighting back and becoming rebels and just everything that this story represents, I think it's just as relevant now as, if not more so, than when this game came out, you know, 5 years ago. Make Ryan Booker. That needs to happen. And then, you know, you could still set up the franchise, but he wouldn't have to come back for Bioshock and Bioshock 2. Or he could, you know, depending how you wanted to do it. There's a lot of ways around that, and it would just be really delightful and enjoyable. So there you have it. Those are the top five video game franchises that Ryan Reynolds needs to bring to the big screen. Let us know what you'd like to see him in, because there's a lot more. I mean, I could have done a top 20 probably, but no time. You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're out there. We're also on YouTube. We have a new weekly show talking about, you know, big issues, important issues of comics that came out. So make sure to check that out. Just look for The Night Nerd everywhere. Make sure you're subscribing to our podcast. That way you get not only my show, but you also get DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics Blah Blah Curse Words, who just got back from a big Dragon Ball Z convention. Had a lot of fun there, it sounds like and looks like. So good things going on everywhere. And if you really like what you hear, make sure to check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/TheNightNerd. Couple bucks get you all sorts of cool shows. We do the feature length commentary for the DC movies. We do the Book Club, the Ben Affleck show, all sorts of amazing things on there that you really need to check out. But that's gonna be it for me today. If you have anything else you want to add, you can email me nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. But if not, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow. And isn't it ironic?